Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 17 till the hour. Thank you very much. I don't know why I'm having such a hard time with dates and words and times today for some reason. I don't know what it is. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm pretty sure about that. I think I got that right. And I am the Small Business Advocate. I know that's right. And my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com, and that's right. And I'm pretty sure that our guest this half hour is Brad Huskin. Brad, is that you? Are you there?
Yes, it is.
Thank
me.
God.
The first thing that goes is the mind.
That's right. Thank God I got that part right. And thank God I've got his books in front of me so I can read that. I'm
there
a salesman, not a PhD, and munchies for salespeople. And also, he's the leader of a conference, a small business conference called Business Strategies and Solutions Conference that they're going to do in June in Phoenix, Arizona. One of the things you're going to be contributing to that conference, Brad, is what you call the psychology of sales. Now, I want you to give my audience a little bit of a peek into what you're going to tell that audience.
Well, part of it is I really think that it's back to the future selling is what I call it. And way back when the country was just brand new, and let's just take the 1848 gold rush, for example. You know, thousands and thousands of people went to the West Coast to find their fortune and mining gold, all those other things. And there's one guy that says, you know what, I don't really want to get my fingers dirty. I'm going to open up a place where these people can come and buy things from me with all their gold. And so he did that, and then...
He said, I'm going to mine gold from the gold miners.
Exactly. And then somebody that was working for him got smart and said, well, this is too easy a gig for this guy. I'm going to open up a place across the street.
Right.
And then competition was born. And so that's what I mean, back to the future selling is way back when merchants and businesses, they all knew their customers on a first-name basis.
Mm-hmm.
And, it would say, hey, Jim, how you doing today? He said, well, I'm doing great. You know, I just need to get this, this, and this. And he'd say, okie dokie. And then competition was formed. And I think it really goes back to you got to know your customers on an individual one-on-one basis. In order to do that, you have to understand what's going on in their head.
And Brad, that was the past. That was original. That was the founding. Those were the founding elements. And for a long time in the 20th century. Mass media, mass selling, big boxes, et cetera, caused a lot of people to sort of accept the impersonal approach to business. But the truth is, we're reverting back to our original elements now. I think more and more people are wanting more, as Nesbitt said 30 years ago, more high touch. He prophesied that. He prophesied this 30 years ago, didn't he?
Yeah, exactly. And what I like to say is...
And that's good news for small business, Brad.
It really is. We learn to accept mediocrity through the big box people. And I don't think that mediocrity is... What's going to be the future.
That's right.
And I think people want that relationship with the people that they buy from. And, you know, somebody asked me, my wife's driving a Honda Accord right now, and somebody said, why'd you buy a Honda? The only answer I'd come up with, that's where Ray works. And Ray's my buddy in the car business. And every car we bought from him. So, I mean, it's just that simple. And, it's get to know your people on a first-name basis.
Well, that's right. One of my family members was in my office yesterday. He's starting a new gig, and he's talking about how much competition is already out there. I said, hey, remember this. People don't do business with products. They do business with people.
Exactly.
They don't do business with companies. They do business with people. If you can go call on these people and make them like you, serve them better, that's how it works.
That's the name of the game. And it all comes down to communication skills and understanding your customer and the psychology behind it. And, somebody said to me, if I could teach one selling skill and only one selling skill, which one would it be? And I know you know the answer to this, but it's, by gosh, you got to be a great listener.
Yep.
Because customers will tell you
use
everything.
Use your mouth
you
and your ears
know.
In proportion, don't you?
That's why Daddy told me I was born with two ears and one mouth for a reason.
even if the mouth is big, right?
Exactly. You should be listening twice as much as you're talking. And
yeah.
The same thing is true with sales. So get out there and listen to your customers. Find out what the emotional tie is to whatever there is that you're selling.
Isn't it amazing, even with big decisions, how much emotion is involved in transactions? Our friend I've lost his name. Anyway, I'll think of it in a second. But he's talked to us about how much emotion is involved, even in big transactions, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's amazing. You know, somebody's buying a house or somebody's having their yard landscaped, or even they're taking their son or daughter or granddaughter out for their high school graduation. I mean, there's an emotional tie to that.
Right.
And if the person that's dealing with that customer can share in that emotional excitement and, show the same enthusiasm that the customers are showing, then that's where relationships are starting to be developed.
Right. No question.
And somewhere we lost sight of that. So.
How did we lose sight of it, Brad?
Well, I think it's exactly what you said. We got used to incompetence out there, and we got used to mediocrity, and somebody said it was okay, and I'm just saying, it's not okay anymore. And, get out there and do the right things and be a great listener and focus on the emotional reason behind the purchase and really love your customers, because there's nothing more important than the customer today.
Right. Will you say that again? That's going to be on the test, folks.
I said there's nothing more important than the customer today.
Right. Absolutely. That's exactly right. Brad Huskin, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest. And be sure to check out his website, IASTraining.com, and you can find all the things that he does there, including their conference. And by the way, Tom's name is Tom Asacker, the name I couldn't get out for some reason. Tintail, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.